Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and congratulations on another record-breaking month here in January. We still have a full week to go. Lots of great stuff going on, and we are going to have a fabulous call. Fabulous, literally, because FAB stands for Field Advisory Board, and we're going to be announcing our 2014 Field Advisory Board in just a moment. First, I want to make a couple of important announcements as far as what's going on in the company here right now today. And one of the important things that's going on is we've got a special transformation challenge. It's our couples transformation challenge, our Valentine's Day transformation challenge. We just announced it last week, and this is probably your best opportunity to win an all-expenses-paid trip to David Sandoval's Native Springs Oasis retreat. So if you are interested in doing a transformation as a couple, then when you sign up for transformationenrollment.com, just make a note of that in your enrollment form and have both partners make that designation, and this could be your best opportunity. This is kind of a underground special transformation challenge period that we're doing. We haven't promoted it a lot, and so there's only a handful of people so far participating. This is a great opportunity. So if you want to look your best for your partner on February 14th, get your products, get them this week, and make sure you sign up for your transformationenrollment.com. Make sure that you put your profile into transformationenrollment.com and note that you're part of the couples challenge. Speaking of the transformation, our transformation program has successfully launched in Europe. They had a fantastic sold-out weekend in Germany, and things are rocking over in Europe now. They're excited about the transformation program. They've got materials, and you, everyone on this line, actually can participate in building a business in Europe. You have a website. It's called PlatinumUK.biz. Purium goes by the name Platinum Health Products in Europe, and the UK stands for United Kingdom, but it really means English. So it's not just the United Kingdom. It's all across Europe, PlatinumUK.biz, and you use your same web alias that you use for your My Purium site will work for PlatinumUK.biz. So if you want to enroll somebody as a customer or as a member to try the transformation over in Europe, that has been put on that website. It is live. And we've also just changed, as of today, our transformationenrollment.com website. And if you go to transformationenrollment.com, you'll see there is a Purium logo with the U.S. and Canada, and there's also a Platinum Health Products logo for Europe, whether they speak English or German. Either way, they have the opportunity to go through transformationenrollment.com. So our partners over in Europe, they're going to be using the same website to sign up for their transformation program. And while we have a transformation challenge every month and also this special couples transformation program I just announced, the European group will have a challenge every quarter, so they'll have one winner every 3 months. But things are off to a fast start over in Europe, and that's going to be a big initiative for us in 2014, is to expand a lot of the marketing innovations over into Europe. David Sandoval himself is going to be in Santa Monica this Thursday. A special meeting in growing Southern California is going to be a big initiative for the company as we head toward our first national convention in the summer. So we'll be announcing that here shortly. But if you want to participate in the Thursday night event, it's going to be a standing room only event. You want to RSVP, text 310-994-3555 with your name and how many guests you're going to have, so you can RSVP and make sure you got a seat to see David Sandoval in Santa Monica. We have a tour coming up in Long Beach. That's on February 14th at 9:30 a.m. So again, building Southern California. Who do you know in Southern California that could be at the Santa Monica event? Who do you know that could be at the tour on February 14th? So lots of good stuff going on in Southern California, including in our home office. We've got three new people who started as call center team members yesterday, and we've just upgraded and updated our software for our call center, so we're expecting a lot better service levels as we go into further momentum here with three new call center staff members. So lots of stuff going on And that's why we need a field advisory board. We need a field advisory board to help guide us and steer us as we continue to initiate new programs. And if you look back at 2013, and I'm not going to recap the entire year, but we launched a lot of stuff in 2013. We are a very innovative and aggressive marketing company. We introduced the Transformation Program, the Premier Program, our Lifestyle Plus Packs, significant compensation plan enhancements, our Gold Rush promotion, videos, DVDs, our Healthy Happy Hour training guide, the Appleberry Power Shake, the Million Mom Movement, our continuation packs, all sorts of new initiatives and programs, all that came with lots of field advice. So we've reached out and created an amazing relationship with our field organization and our field leaders. But, boy, we're growing so fast at this point that we need to formalize that process, because coming right into 2014, we just updated and improved our website, our starter kit. We just got 10,000 square feet of new space. We just launched a transformation program in Europe, and we're just getting warmed up. So this is going to be our breakout year. This is the year that Purium becomes a legacy company, and we needed to call upon people to help us to guide the direction from a field perspective. And boy, it was tough to make the choices as to who could be part of this field advisory board. We have so many fantastic and experienced leaders throughout the company, and it was difficult. And you know, one of the things that really warmed my heart when I made the requests of these people to be on the field advisory board is that the response was almost the same from each of them, which was, I'd be happy to be of service. I'd be glad to help. I really want the voices of everybody in the field heard. So it really is about service for these people, and that's how I knew that we picked the right folks. So we've got a brother-sister team, we got a mother-daughter team, we got a husband-wife team, we got some great entrepreneurs. So if you go back about 25, 30 years, there was a University of Michigan basketball team called the Fab Five. They were these amazing basketball players, the Fab Five. They were all freshmen, and they went to the national championship. Well, we got our Fab Eight, eight different field advisory board members from six different distributorships, and I'm going to introduce them each and then invite them to come on to the call. And so just let me introduce all of them first, and then I'll bring them on to the call one by one. But this is your field advisory board for 2014. Starts with Brandy Shinoto, our two-star crown out of Hawaii. She's got her sights set on three-star crown. And, you know, that's one of the things that's really exciting about this field advisory board is all of them have businesses that are growing. All of them are looking to advance in rank either this month or sometime very shortly, including our second member, Ian Farrar. He's our other crown. He's a founding member, and he's got two-star crown in sight. We've got our mother-daughter team, Kathy Agata and Jody Kelly, Red Diamonds, looking at crown, based out of California. We have in Hawaii, Tracy Fujikani, also a Red Diamond, also looking at crown. So all of our people are growing and advancing. We've got Hale Pasqua from Hawaii, part of the brother-sister team with Brandy. Hale is a green diamond, certainly going to be blue diamond here this month. And then out of Ontario, we've got a husband and wife team, Jeffrey Kipple and Mindy Blackstein, representing Canada, and they're green diamonds on the way to blue diamond. So it's a great group of folks, fantastic people who believe in service, believe in culture, and I've worked with all of them informally, and I'm excited to bring them together as a field advisory board team, and to help to formalize, as I said, the direction of the company. And so I'd like them each just to come on for a minute or two, one by one. We'll start with Brandy. And Brandy, if you could, please tell everybody here on the line why this is an important thing for you as far as the relationship between the company and the field. And, you know, I know you're in the field a lot, and I'm sure it's important for you to represent your team and lots of folks that maybe don't get a voice at the table all the time.
Yeah, Dave, we're really excited about this. And, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter what rank you're at. You know, when you're a leader, you've got to be there in the field, just getting to know everybody at every different level, you know, not just the leadership, the newbies, the people who are trying to reach consultant, director, executive. And, you know, I'm really excited about this because, you know, I've been involved with other companies where there's this huge disconnect between the field and the corporate corporate side of things. So it's really exciting. I mean, you know, this company that we're a part of, it's completely the opposite. I've never experienced, and I absolutely love it, how the company is so open to hearing what the field is about, and we're excited to bring it all together so we can all have an amazing, rocking next 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 years.
Fantastic. Well, I know it will be rocking. You got some great stuff rocking, and I agree with you that, that relationship between the company and the field is very, very important. And if there's one person in the company who's had that relationship the longest, he's really our founding field member. He's based out of Connecticut. He's a Crown, Ian Farrar. Ian, you've seen a lot of evolution with this company. What does it mean for you to be on our first formal field advisory board?
It's an honor, and it feels terrific. I mean, this has been an amazing journey, and this past year, there's been a lot of work that's put in place, you know, for everyone that's newly enrolled or for people that's been involved with the company over the past year or 2 years. So we've really, really worked hard for what we have in place today, and, you know, to work with David Litt, you know, to work with Dave and Amy, and to really team up with a company like Perium. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. I mean, there's no adversarial relationship here. I hear a lot of stories of what people have gone through with other companies, but, you know, this is all for one, one for all. And it's a real unit. And I'm honored to have the new members on the advisory, and Brandy and Holly and Tracy. And I think we're all going to put our heads together, and we're going to make this company even better than it already is, which is hard to imagine.
Well, excellent. Appreciate your perspective. And I'm confident it will get better. And that's
sure.
The commitment that David and Amy have is, you know, we want to continue to improve everything from our products to our marketing to our sales to our service, every part of our business. It's important to get better. And so I'd like to introduce our mother-daughter team, Kathy Agata, Jody Kelly. They've been a huge part of the growth of our business here over the last 12 to 15 months, really spearheaded our California team, and that's grown all around the country and starting to grow around the world. And Kathy and Jody, anything you'd like to share about your experience over the past 12 months or your goals or hopes of what's going to happen here over the next 12?
Well, age before beauty. So I would like to share that Curium is actually a dream come true discovery for many of us, many, many of us. I've been around the block in network marketing since 1971. So I've seen a lot of companies come and go, and Curium is a home for people who really want to have a great residual income from home. The company has a lot of heart, is what I will say. And no company can be better than the people who are at the top of the company. Well, that's where we shine, because the people at the top of Curium have true passion, and they're mission-driven, and it's not about profit, and there's nothing wrong with a business making profit. But when it's so far beyond, when it's a true story of from the heart of the company, it's exciting. And they say in network marketing, it's all about a story. We're paid storytellers. Well, we have the best story in the industry, hands down. And it's a true story. And it starts with Dave Sandoval and Amy and you, David Litt, who innovated the game changer of the gift card marketing. You know, so we have it all. We've got the best product. And by the way, I want to be involved with a product that's a necessity product, but this is so far beyond. I mean, what's more necessary than food? But it's way beyond, because I think we have a great story to share with people about superfoods. I wasn't taking superfoods before Curium. I've learned a lot, you know, how superfoods can go and totally change your health picture. So it's just so much great information we have to share with people. And then the GMO thing, that's the game changer in the product area. We have GMO-free products, and when people don't know about that and they discover it, they want Perium. So we got to tell them.
Nice.
So,
well, absolutely. We're going to be telling lots of people about that story here this year. We're on the verge of a big announcement around GMOs, and I know you've been a huge advocate for that, Kathy, and your 40-plus years of network marketing experience will come in quite handy for the Field Advisory Board. I'm sure that we'll be asking you to share your advice and things that you saw that worked and things that you saw that didn't work that we need to stay away from, and that's maybe even more important than anything we could ask. So thanks so much for choosing to be part of the Field Advisory Board. And Jody, if you could, I know you're one of the million moms or soon to be million moms as part of Perium. Tell us what's on your mind and in your heart about being part of the advisory board for 2014.
Sure. I'm just so excited and feel so blessed to be able to serve on the advisory board. I'm also equally excited and blessed just to be a part of Perium. Perium has changed my life and my family's life, and I've seen it change hundreds of people's lives, and I know there's just millions more to come of changing lives for the better. Perium is giving health just by taking the products, and it's creating wealth just by spreading the word, just by telling people about what the Perium products are doing for people, and that's just incredible. It's an amazing company. I've seen awesome growth in the last 12 months, and I just feel so blessed to have Dave, Amy, and David with their generosity and their brilliance and their willingness to partner with us in the field. And they've equipped us with the most amazing tools, like $50 gift cards to give away, and we're just going to be able to knock this out of the park. It's evident. Yeah, it's just awesome. I think Perium's going to be a household name, and I'm just so happy to be a part of it. I'll say it again. I'm just tremendously excited, and I really look forward to getting to know the rest of the advisory board, and I just thank you, and I feel blessed.
Excellent. Well, you know, I appreciate that perspective that, you know, we've got a team of people where everyone's looking forward and everyone's looking together, and everyone's got lots of energy to make things happen, and that's a key component in why we chose you, Jody, and why we chose our next person, Tracy Fujikani from Hawaii. She's got a ton of energy and a ton of vision and a ton of inspiration for those on her team, and I know she's going to want to spread that beyond her team now and help all of Perium. So, Tracy, anything you'd like to share about, you know, your thoughts on being on the advisory board or what you see for Perium in 2014?
Well, first of all, Dave, it's such an honor and a privilege to be counted among those on the advisory board and, you know, to be in service to the entire field. And it's such an important relationship that we have with the company, and something that is a huge distinction for us is that we're not simply a marketing company, but we do have a partnership directly with the manufacturer, and this advisory board is just sort of the cement to that relationship, and it's just a really wonderful provision that the company has put out there for all of the field. And so I feel really privileged to be in service, you know, to the field and to the company in this capacity. And I take that responsibility very seriously. Of course, I'm serious. I'm red. So, you know, but definitely being here in this time, in this place where the first advisory board is being formed, is such a crucial forming period, you know, for us as a movement, you know, to share Perium with the entire country and beyond our borders in Europe and even further than that. And so to be the ones that say, remember back when, and that's where we are right now. We haven't even begun to hit momentum yet, which is so exciting because that's what we get to be a part of creating. So I'm super excited to be meeting the rest of the field advisory board and being of service to the field and to the company in whatever way I can.
Well, fantastic, Tracy, and I appreciate the size of your vision as far as what this company will be, not can be, but will be, and we'll certainly tap into your leadership skills to help us get there. And the next gentleman I'm going to invite on the call doesn't have 42 years of network marketing experience because he hasn't been alive for 42 years, but he brings lots of wisdom in his young age and certainly lots of energy and balance to the advisory board. It's Hale Pasqua from Hawaii. Hale, welcome to the Field Advisory Board. Is there something you'd like to share with the group listening in?
Awesome, Dave. Thanks. I'm super excited to be a part of the Fab 8, man. I mean, I'm listening to everyone, and, you know, I'm really excited to just be learning from, you know, all of the the, I guess I'll call them the oldies, but I have a lot of respect for them. I got a lot to learn. And, you know, I kind of say that this company is just, I mean, lean and mean. The team is lean and mean. I mean, we got, the company responds quickly to things. I mean, we get things happening. I'm super excited for things to start happening. I mean, I see it as a young, fresh, you know, community of people that are getting together. And I'm just ready to have some fun and just grow this thing to be big. So I'm excited. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, well, you know, one of our mission statements is making healthy cool. And, you know, we need that youthful energy that to be relevant in the marketplace. You know, we don't want to be an old-time nutritional network marketing company. We want to be a young, fresh, you know, anti-processed foods, clean and green company that's very consumer-focused. We want to build a huge consumer franchise. We want to be a household word. We want to be a relevant brand. All those things are important.
We want to be the future, not the past.
Exactly. Well, that's our owner and founder, David Sandoval. And David, let me introduce one more couple, and then we'll have you wrap up tonight's call. So we've got Jeff and Mindy, Jeffrey Kipple and Mindy Blackstein from Canada, from Ontario, representing not only in Canada, not only their team, but now representing the entire company. And this couple's been, you know, really innovators in the world of fitness. So this is about wellness. It's about health. It's about network marketing. But, you know, it's about total wellness, which includes fitness. And so they're going to bring some experience on that side of things, as well as the media side of things. They really have a lot of knowledge and understanding of how to promote beyond just traditional network marketing. So we're going to call upon them to share some of their experiences on that. But Jeff and Mindy, welcome to the Field Advisory Board, and please, if you could, share a minute or two about you know, your thoughts on being part of this team.
You know, thank you very much, David. I'm talking on behalf of both Mindy and I tonight that we're very honored to be part of this team. A statement that we typically share, and we'd like to use this phrase: when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And this introduction of the Field Advisory Board really is a change overall on the company, the way people can look at the company, the way the culture can be viewed, both for people who are already part of the organization and people looking in, because it really shows that commitment between company and field. And it's something that reinforces and really engages the belief and conviction in what we're all doing and what we're all part of. So it's a great honor, and we're excited to be able to share and add to what our experience has been in the fitness industry and bring that into the fold, into the Furia model, and really help take this to the next level. So thank you again, David, and Amy.
Well, excellent, Jeffrey. And, you know, that was a really insightful comment about, you know, changing the way that the field perceives the company, and that prospects perceive the company, and that the company perceives itself, and that we've always had an amazing relationship between company and field. We're two sides of the same coin. We are the, you know, oftentimes we use the term the company as though the corporate people are the company and the field is something else. We're all Purium. And the person who has created that model and the person who has created that culture and that environment is our owner and founder, David Sandoval. And so, David, it's got to warm your heart to hear the level of talent that's on the phone representing the company on the Field Advisory Board, and I'm sure you got some thoughts that you'd like to share here to wrap up tonight's call.
For sure. I've been a fly on the wall enjoying, you know, what a great honor it is, in my opinion, to have you with us. And so I just want to give you my short and quick on this. You know, I am, I guess you could say, an entrepreneur. I am not. For those of you who may or may not know, I didn't go to the Wharton School of Business. I did not have venture capital funding. I didn't have anything except for a dream and determination. And, you know, I always tried to work for other people. And every time I did, I was faced with a problem. And that problem was that I wanted my voice to be heard. I would go into a job and I'd go, why are we doing it this way? This doesn't make sense. It's costing the company money, or it's keeping me from being more efficient, which could make the company more money. And I would go and I would go to management and I would start to voice my opinion. They'd say, "We hired you to work, not to talk." And so I'd go back to doing my job, and then I'd get frustrated. So I'd change it anyway, trying to show them that it would be better if we just did it my way. And then they'd be upset or I'd get fired. And I would either get so frustrated by working for organizations that weren't efficient or weren't willing to listen to me that I ultimately did what we all do, is we cut the shackles and we go our own way. And so what I'm doing now is what I've always done. We're just formalizing it. All of the very best ideas have always come from the people in the field, have always come from the people who are doing the work. And I say that, you know, when you go to where the rubber meets the road, then you find out if you have any tread on your tires. And if you don't have traction where the rubber meets the road, you're doing something wrong. So you better listen to the tires and figure out why. And so, you know, you guys are where the rubber meets the road. You're where the real work gets done. You're where the questions get asked, the tough questions get asked. We can anticipate all the questions we want, but until you guys throw it out there, we're not going to know. Until you guys see it and touch it and feel it, we're not going to know. And so we believe that we're very responsive. We believe that we're nimble. We believe, you know, that we're quick and all of that. I wish that we were more nimble. I wish that we were more quick. I wish that we had more, you know, resources in the form of people or capital to just solve every issue that we have overnight. But that isn't the reality. The reality is that this is a moving, breathing organism. And to have you guys as part of this process, you know, to get feedback from. And then the last thing I'm going to tell you is a story, and this is a true story that happened. We were only about 6 years about maybe 8 or 9 years into our business. This was about 10 years ago as a bigger company, manufacturing and all that. And all of my people called a meeting, and they invited me to this meeting. And Dr. Mike was there, and Amy was there, and a couple other people who aren't with us now are there, the four managers I had at the time. And they sat me down, and I said, "So what's this all about?" They said, "You never listen to us." I said, what do you mean?" They said, "We're constantly coming to you with ideas on how to improve and this and that." And then, you know, months go by, and nothing happens. I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "Well, let me give you some examples." I said, "Michael, you know that newsletter that you said that we wanted about 2 years ago? Don't we now have that newsletter?" And I went down around the room, and I mentioned at least 5 suggestions that each of them had come up with that I had thought of, digested, and implemented. It just sometimes takes time, and it isn't in the exact form that you envisioned it. But we do listen. It's where the information gets. And at the end of the meeting, they were all apologizing to me, saying, "Oh, my God, not only do you listen, but everything that we do actually came from us." I said, "Yes, and maybe I don't take the time to thank you, but I thought it was obvious. You know, I may make the decisions, yes or no. I may mold the clay a little bit, but you guys are the ones where the information, the good ideas are always going to come from. Tonight we're formalizing that, but it's always been true. And if you're going to listen to people, you know, if you want information about your relationship, go and find somebody who's been married for 50 years. Don't ask your girlfriend who's had 3 boyfriends in the last 2 years. Not a good source. So if we want to know how we could succeed as a company, we got to go to the people who have succeeded before, and that's you. Who are succeeding now, and that's you. Who we expect to succeed moving into the future with us together, and that's who's on the phone tonight. There'll be more, but this is where it starts. So thank you all very much.
Nice. Well, great. Well, great information, and thanks to all of our field advisory board members for sharing their thoughts. So 2014, the die is cast, and we're going to move forward. We're going to move quickly. We're going to be responsive, just like we were in 2013. And we're glad that all of you are on the phone making things happen. And Brandy and Ian and Kathy and Jody and Tracy and Holly and Jeff and Mindy and of course, David and Amy, thanks so much for all of your leadership in making this important day, this marker of an evening where the company and the field have formalized their relationship through the Field Advisory Board. Big, big night for us, and looking forward to 2014 being our breakout year. So thanks so much for joining us. We have support calls Monday through Friday, a half hour earlier than this call, and then tomorrow night, I believe, we have a Meet the Owners call. Either that or Dr. Mike, Let's Talk Health. Either way, those calls are always fantastic. All of our calls Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are same time, and glad to have you listening in. So more information coming out on the advisory board, and you'll certainly be hearing from some new ideas and new innovations and new events all planned for 2014 to help make your business grow faster and grow more easily. So thanks so much for joining us, and we'll catch you tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.
Great job, Dave. Bye, y'all.
Yeah, excellent.